Hello and welcome to Jordan and Sansa Podcast, the podcast for Melissa Sway. I'm your host, Jordan Murphy. That's why I keep forgetting the follower stuff, because I keep forgetting what we're naming it. Today is the day that the podcast from you last week, but for me today, is coming out. It's coming out in 4 minutes. It was meant to be coming out at 2:45. Praise. Because, why not? You know what I mean? And as I said, what I'll do instead is I'll put it up at 8:20 so I can share it. And people can listen to it on the way to school, on the way to work, because there is all the people that listen to the podcast, and people that I can listen to it when they wake up, if they're not awake yet, or after school, or whatever. If they go on a drive to, well, you know, says anyone ever got, no one goes anywhere real names that they say duty. Because I swear everyone normally goes somewhere on like a Friday, because like no work, no school, nothing like that. So like the weekend, everyone is off. And so like, yeah. Anyway, so I'm gonna go with me because I'm about to go on the road. The cars, but before that, I want to say every Thursday you're going to get a podcast, unless it's a bank holiday, like not a bank holiday, but like a holiday, like Christmas. If it's Christmas this year is on Tuesday, or no, on Monday, and then next year it's on a Wednesday because it's a leap year next year. So like the week of Christmas, really, you're not going to get the podcast unless. You know what I mean? I don't know. It depends what I'm thinking at the time. But for this year, I don't know if you're going to get a podcast the week of Christmas. Because obviously that's like a break, innit? So you'll get like your Christmas one the Thursday before. And then the week of, you'll get nothing. Maybe a little bonus or something. It won't be that long. And then the week after, you'll go back to normal scheduled podcasts or whatever. Anyway, I'm going to go clean those on the road. Okay, I'm like waiting off the road now, and the whole time I was on that road, my head was down. Like, the whole time, my head was just down, right? Because I was making the things for the episode, my last episode of the podcast, for Colleen, right? The drama with Colleen. And so I made them both. They were completely different to each other, ones on Snapchat, ones on Instagram. Which, if you want to add me on Instagram, you can add me. It's Jordan MPH123. If you want to add me, please do. Yeah. There's a van. I was trying to go down to a fence and like in the middle of the road. what's it called? This episode is not happy at all, Colleen. She still hasn't addressed it. She doesn't have to. If she doesn't want it. Because everyone's like forced now to do it, to address everything again, which she already done in 2020. Like she addressed everything in 2020, right? And they're like, that video was fake with one another. Like, no one's believing it. Even though, like, who wants to believe fake screenshots? Anyway, I'm not gonna talk about Colleen at all in this podcast. You know, just it. But, like, I'm not gonna talk about that anymore in this podcast. If I forget, then you'll probably get a whole segment on Colleen. But, like, in this podcast, hopefully we won't have any more about Colleen. So here's the thing. My last two podcasts have been themed. So the last one was obviously Colleen, and the one before was Taylor Swift's Leak Music. What was that episode? A week ago today. And then when this comes out, it'll be 2 weeks ago. Is it on fire down here as well? That's what it looks like. Something's not on fire down there. There's loads of smoke. Anyway, so we're probably having a barbecue before it gets too hot. It's literally half 8 in the morning and it's so hot. Like, it feels like I'm walking through Spain. But it does feel like I'm walking through Spain. It feels like it's like 2,000 degrees outside. And then you get a breeze and it's quite nice. But, oh my god, I was on a hunt for cherry Lucozade yesterday. Well, I've been on a hunt for ages, right? So, basically, they don't know where sells cherry Lucozade in a big bottle. The shop by school sells it in a little bottle, right? So, whenever I can't bother going on to Tesco, or I've promised my teachers I'll be in dead early, I've walked into the shop by school, right? And it's always been the little bottle. Like, when I first found it, I was like, oh my god, they have the cherry Lucozade. And the apple one as well, yeah. But they have the cherry Lucozade, right? And I'm like, always looking for big bottles. Because obviously I always say like a big bottle of orange just go with me. And when I say big bottle of orange, just a little bottle of orange on the floor. But I always take a big, big bottle of orange Lucozade in to school with me from Tesco, right? And in Tesco, they only have three flavours. They have pink lemonade, which I love, orange and original, right? So, you know, orange is the original. Everyone always gets orange. Except for my neighbour, who died, right? She always got the original. Isn't it just basically lemonade then with energy? Definitely the original is energy, is it? Anyway, back on task. Basically, right, I've looked everywhere. Morrison's on the shelf where they used to have them. I've also been looking for Caribbean Crush, right? I've been looking for any flavour, right? And I could not find a flavour like it, right? And so basically, I'm like, whoa, I'm like, so yesterday, back to the story. Yesterday, I say to my mum, I'll go to the shop around the corner from here so I can be early tomorrow to school. By early, I mean before 9, basically. It's like 8:58. Is the bus smoking? There's a bus and then there's smoke. Is the bus on fire? That wouldn't surprise me. I'm walking on the other side. Well, not the other side, I mean like, I'm more away from the smoke. And I'm walking to school, smell like smoke, and I don't care. I'll just say I walked past the bus and it was on fire. Beware. Wait, is my phone gonna be okay going through smoke? Shit, I can't have a phone. I can't breathe. I'm walking through smoke. Oh my goodness. Is that on fire? I thought it was. I thought it was on fire. It's not. It's just smoke. I've just walked right through. She's a biscuit and it smells a lot like smoke now. Honestly, yeah. It's just the exhaust. It's just gathering and gathering and gathering and gathering. That's actually really funny. Anyway. Anyway, so yes, I'm into my mum. I'll go to the shop around the corner. I'll see if they have big bottles of orange Lucozade, so I can get some Lucozade for school, right? And also for me last day, basically, at school, because tomorrow I'm off. Because I'm going for medical. Because I was in a car crash ages ago, which I'll talk about next. Right. I think I've already talked about it, but I'll say it again. I walk around the corner. I've been around the corner like many times now because I went to Chippy twice yesterday and the shop twice yesterday. But I've done three different trips. So basically, I'm walking to the shop and I walk in. I'm like, oh, where's the big bottles? I can only see the little bottles. I'm like, oh, if I have to get a little bottle, I will. And I look up and I see the legendary big bottle. And I go, oh, there's orange. Like, not even paying attention to anything else. I go, there's orange. And I glimpse my eyes to the right a little bit. And there's apple. and cherry, and I literally almost screamed the shot down. I was dying. I literally squealed. Does anyone even know what that means? When you squeal, so basically it's like this, you go like that. It's like screaming, but you're breathing in. Basically, you're screaming in, not out. But it was so weird to see cherry. I bought it and it was more than £150, which is what I'd normally pay. It was £2. Two frickin' pound. I was like, oh, it's worth it. All of them are £2, by the way. I couldn't just get orange to be £150. They were all £2. So I was like, okay, that'll be good. And I went and paid. I got sweets as well. But I didn't pay it. Right? I got £4 worth of stuff. So the Lucozade and two bags of sweets. One bag of sweets was for when I got home. No, so I already did that at home. And the man gives me a bag and didn't ask for it. And he goes, that's £4.25, please. And I'm like, oh, I don't even have change. Okay. As is, I had 25p exactly. Because this time in the shop, I had 25p left. And then I had 50p as well. And he gave me back to 50p. But, because I forgot I had £4 and I said I didn't get full time drink. So I was like searching for money in my pocket. And yeah, I was like so happy that I got the cherry Lucozade. So every day now after school, at like 8, because it's like really warm after school, right? I'm gonna go to that shop. I'm gonna buy a cherry Lucozade because they're just gorgeous. Honestly, I had one yesterday, but it was only a small bottle. I was trying to shop by school as well. And I hate going to shop by school because when I was in there, you're like, oh God, please don't say my name. Please don't say my name. Because basically everyone in school knows me, kind of. Except for a few people. But like, I didn't laugh because they don't know people. I was like so happy when someone didn't know me then. Because I was in a year 8 science class. Because I move in science, but no one has science at the same time as me sometimes. Suddenly, I was in that one. And the girl, like, doesn't even know who the fuck I am. And I don't know where, I don't know half the people in there, but they know me. Right? And then she goes, wait, do you have a podcast? Because she was talking about it. And I go, yeah. And she goes, what's your podcast? And I go, I went to come here and I wrote it down. And so I wrote it down for her. So hopefully she's listening to this. Hi, person, is that your name still? But it's so weird. Anyway, it's so weird when people like know me because I get so awkward. I'm not like, hi, like, even if people I know, and they're like, they just start on my podcast and I go dead awkward. I go like, dead weird. Like, I'm literally like, just start falling. If someone said, my podcast. I'm trying to be early yesterday, believe it or not. Like, I'm actually already, like, nearly by, well, not by nearly by school, but, like, halfway to school, which is good, because it's 8:37, school starts 8:45, and I'm not getting there by 8:45, but I don't have to email saying I'm late, because I'm going to be informed. And Miss Morgan, and Miss I already said, but Miss Morgan, Miss I stayed up yesterday when I came in early. I was about to ask for a book, this person. Wait, I forgot what I was going to talk about. 22 seconds and I forgot those ones were fun. So yesterday I walked in and I walked up the stairs to find out what science has meant to be in. And then we had to walk right downstairs because my science was downstairs. And I got in literally right before we went off to the science to do a quadra. Which was really confusing. I definitely had the wrong answer. Because I put it through my watch on my phone. No. I put it through the calculator on my watch. And I got 115.5 and that was like 72. Anyway. Yeah, so basically guess what? So do that happy race. He went, Miss Irons Queen's not that came in early. She went, on the stairs, Miss Morgan said hi to me and good morning and all that. And then asked me what lesson I'm meant to be, and I went, 2:36. And she told me I'm going that way anyway, so I walked with her. And Miss Irons went, oh, Jordan, nice to see you in on time. And he goes away different students at my school. She was a bit trainers, right? It's a bit on clouds. She goes to me, can you say Jimanshan for your shoes? And I go, yeah. Because she's been told about 7 different things, right? I've lost my shoes. I haven't got shoes. Like, I've only got... The only shoes I have that fit me are slizers, and they're too big. And then these, and these are just fat right. These are just right. And my school shoes are... I thought I was a 9, so I got 9 school shoes. And I'm an 8, so they're too big. So I'm waiting until I grow into them. Before I start using them. Because I have to wear thick socks and it's summer, so I'm not gonna wear dead thick socks, but I can always buy. Like, it's like we have like 5 weeks left, so if I don't grow into them by then, I'll just get my shoes. And then whenever I grow up to them, I'll just grow right into them shoes, because I can't even like wear the thick socks as well, because I feel like that embarrassing dancing, because I have to like take off like thick socks and I have socks underneath them. But, like, thin socks, right, because them thick socks have holes in. Like, I don't have any more thick socks. Unless I search my drawer, but I don't have, like, any thick socks, right, other than them, and they've got, like, a hole in. So I'll always be able to make a screw up when I'm taking off, and I have to wear them upside down as well. So that, because it feels so weird when they shook on me before. But, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's where my trainers, and yeah. Anyway, I'm so far saying another thing, didn't I? Oh yeah, I have to go for med school tomorrow. Because I was in like a car crash, basically, a few months ago. So what happened was, we were at Nisa's thing. What was it? Baby shower? And so, after it, it's me nan, me mum, my brother, and my granddad in the car. My granddad's driving. Right. And then... The rest of them got a taxi. So it was like Chloe, Alicia, and the two kids. So Freddie and Lucas in the taxi. Right. And basically, the taxi, this is what we've been told, like, we were on our way back here. So my sister was in the taxi, right? And she says the taxi pulled into the wrong. Pulled up to the front of the house, and you have to pull up to the back because the front's on the main road. Right, so, they said, like, it's fine, we're good, obviously, yeah. And Lucas gets up to pay because he wants to pay with his mum's card. Lucas is only a kid, right? He's only about 3 or 4, I don't remember. And he wants to pay with his mum's card, so he's like getting off, and the car starts moving, and he flies back. And Lucas isn't like. Like a kid that would just get up and wipe it off, like he will look at it and start cracking. Right, so, isn't Lucas basically, aren't Lucas and Freddie basically my nephews? Because if Daniel and Chloe get married, which they're engaged to each other, then that would make Freddie and Lucas my nephew, and, well, nephew and lover, whatever, I don't know, like, step nephew, I don't know. Wait, isn't Steph a nephew? Yeah, no. Basically, it's like Steph's sister, isn't it? Isn't that when you're an adopted sister? I don't know. Sorry. The man pulls into the front of the house, the back of the house even, and my granddad pulls in behind him with loads of space. So everyone gets off the taxi, my brother's going into the house, right? And the man starts the taxi and starts racing, and then that starts honking like loads, right? And the taxi man doesn't listen, just goes like full speed into the car, right? And he goes like full speed right into the car, and everyone, all of us just like jump, like I watched it, right? And so I knew it was happening, I can't suppose being able to scream myself, but like not really, because I thought it was going to stop. So when you crash into the car, we're all like jumping, my nan's neck starts hitting and everything. So we get out the car, and I go to the man, did you not hear him honking? He went, I didn't see that, and you don't see someone honking the car, you weirdo. and he almost had a fight with all of us, basically. I reckon he was high. He asked for me that. He asked me that for a ciggy. And then we were all in pain, like I had pain from his shoulder. Like, because I've already, like, hit my shoulder last year when I fainted. And I've, like, tossed on basically, right? I think. My shoulder was in agony, right? I had to have it in a sling at the start of the year. Yeah. So I have to go to medical tomorrow. It is getting better. I just say it's when I'm doing some things, but it's fine. And like when I'm getting a glass out of the cupboard, when I'm holding a glass from the cupboard, it hurts. Anyway, I'm gonna go because I'm about to be by school. I'm actually really early, so I'm gonna go. I'll see you later. Goodbye. Okay, it's much later. It's literally like 10:30 p.m. 10:30 p.m. How do we say? 10:30 p.m. No one says that except for me now, apparently. So I've moved. Well, I'm in the process of moving lessons, right, from math, science, and all that, right? I've already moved science. So I'm in 9W1, right? I've moved up. And obviously, because my timetable isn't done yet, my lessons aren't done. Because obviously, today, for me, on my normal timetable, it says science. But for when I get my new timetable, it'll be art. So it's like that difference, right? And so, because I was meant to have science, Mr. Worrell was like helping kind of. He was like, you can go here and you can go here and all that. He was trying to find a dude was teaching all that. And Mr. Kelly walks in, right? I don't know how much I can say for them thinking. Like, nothing happened, of course. Like, nothing happened, right? That I can't talk about. But I feel like I can't say what I'm thinking in case the teacher listens to it. And I'm dead ashamed. Stop it, because now I've said that, I feel like a teacher is going to come up to me and go, why, what couldn't you talk about on the podcast? Because there has been a teacher that has asked me if he has permission to listen to me podcast in his lesson. And I said, yeah. It's so funny though how he asked me for permission to listen to it in this class. Anyway, so I feel like a teacher's gonna listen to this, but I don't care. I'm not gonna say everything anyway that I'm thinking, right? So Mr. Kelly walks in and Mr. Worrell goes to him and says, are you teaching now? And he goes, no, I'm free. So he says, can Jordan sit with you for the lesson, right? And he says, yeah, right? And he's getting work off me, teacher, my old teacher, Miss Rucastle, right? And I think I'm going to stab Miss Rucastle. I have the feeling that I'm still going to have Miss Rucastle. I kind of hope that I have her more, because I only have her once every 2 weeks right now. And then me science teachers before I move, right, are Mr. Keeley. I still have him. I already know I still have him. Mr. Rucastle, I still have him. And I don't know who my third one is, but what I normally have is Miss Rucastle. But I only have it once every 2 weeks, as I said. But anyway, what I'm saying, anyway, is he went to get work, so he got this, like, sheet, and I have this sheet. I'm actually going to get this sheet off. Right. Because it's funny, and I have flashcards as well. Right. I want to tell you as well, so, right. So he got the sheet and he went to get flashcards and he went to me, don't need to just meet you in my class. And I go, or he said, he went, don't you go waste in my room or something. I went, yeah. And he went, S27. I went, yeah, I know. I know what room he's in, obviously, because I used to have him in year 8 and year 7. But in year 7, it was like weird. We didn't have him in S27, we had him in S20 because we couldn't move. Anyway. Right, so I walk into his room and it is a tip. Right, well, not a tip, but like no chairs are tucked in. Some tables haven't even got chairs on. Books on tables, glues all over the place, pencils and rulers all over the place. So I walk in and I sit down and I'm trying to ignore it. I'm like, oh god, there's mess around me. And like, chairs aren't tucked in. And I go, you know what? This is giving me anxiety. So I get up. I start tucking in all the chairs. I start putting all the books away. I start putting the ruler on his desk. He walks in, and I'm putting the last ruler on the desk or something. And he goes, "Jordan, you are a legend." And I go, "Your room was giving me anxiety." And he starts laughing, right? And then he gives me the sheets and tells me what to do. He said, "If you need any help, like, just let me know." So he goes and sits on his computer and it's dead quiet, right? And I'm gonna read the questions that I've done myself. And there's not that many, and it's science, so I should know this, right? So, I'm reading the ones I do know or the ones I don't. I'll read the ones I do know, right? So, number one, it's a crossword, right? So, number one was down, right? So, I'm reading all the down ones, basically, because, yeah, I'll just read everyone. So, number one, the gas produced when a metal carbonate is broken down by heat, right? I already know what that is, right? That is carbon dioxide. I had to find it because I forgot what it was called. So carbon dioxide, right? Let's see. The state of matter in which particles are randomly arranged and close together. I've done five last, I think, out of the ones I could do, because I couldn't find five, but I found it and it was liquid. Right. Then, the state of matter in which particles... So this is six. The state of matter in which particles are randomly arranged and spaced apart. So six is... gas. So basically, that's everything I could do. Oh, the state of matter in which particles are arranged in rows and close together. That is 11. I hate how crosswords done. It's so solid, so I knew all them because I'm good with them. Right. And he had to help me with the rest. And he was so good, he was helping me. He was trying to get me to guess what it was, and I was like, I don't know. Anyway, so the last one, right, 10. He doesn't know. He goes, read the question for me. And I go, the number of dots in a chromatogram. Hold on a minute. I wrote this down on the flashcard too, because he got me to say it three times. Chromatogram. See, wrote it down. So I think that's right, but chromatogram. So the number of dots in a chromatogram produced from a pen mix that is a mixture of green, red, and blue inks. He went to me, I'm not sure with that one either. And he kept getting me to read the questions so he could Google it. So he Googled it and not in game all. And it's a five-letter word, right? The fourth letter is E, because 12 was element and then 10 goes to E. So the fourth letter is E. No one knows what this is. I even wrote the question on the back of my flashcards as well. And put Google list on it. Right, so I learned what chromatography was. If you go on my Instagram as well and scroll down, you'll see a picture of the thing, a piece of paper with colours on it. That's chromatography. The theory that explains that atoms are not made or destroyed in a reaction is something of mass. Conservation. He told me to, like, each one I got right put down, and if I didn't get right, do it again. Or something like that. Like, put it to the back and then, you know. So I was actually left with... What was I left with? I wasn't left with conservation. I was left with soluble, I think. I think it was soluble because I couldn't get it right. So I had to look at it and then do another one and do it again, see if I remembered it, and I didn't. I think it is soluble because it reminds me. Or compound, it makes me compound. So yeah, I'm not really good at science. But I'm moving to 9W1, so that's even smarter than me. Oh God. But at least I get Miss Parr. I get Miss Parr again. I love Miss Parr. And I hope I have Mr. Kelly, to be honest. I swear to God, I hope I don't have Miss Rucastle, to be honest. I kind of hope I have Mr. Kelly, because I love Mr. Kelly so much with all my heart. Anyway. I've got a fan and everything keeps going away. I hope I have him again. He was that nice. I love Mr. Kelly. Why is it just one gem there? Please. That's confusing me. Basically, I have like little stick-on gem things, right? So I rhinestoned me wireless charger, and I think I'm gonna take all the rhinestones off it because the pink ones around me Apple Watch charger, and I feel like my Apple Watch isn't gonna charge one day because they're on it, because it like kind of lifts the watch, so I might like take them off. Anyway, what else was I gonna talk about? Was it just that story? No, but I felt like so awkward because I felt so awkward and I felt like sly, like, because it was his free time and he had to help me with, well, he didn't have to, but like, he was like helping me with science work that I didn't understand. It was basically every single question, but he was so nice. Like, he was just walking around answering them for me. Like, he walked around, right? And like, saying, what's the next question? And I was like, telling them, and he was like giving me hints, and if I didn't know, he was like, it's this. Like, for the first one he helped me with, which was 4. The process used to separate mixtures of coloured inks or dyes. Right. He told me what the answer was to that, for that. Like, he went, he gave me hints and I couldn't think of the words. I don't know any science words. So, oh, hiya. Wait, where's the... Oh, so, sort of process used to separate mixtures of coloured inks or dyes is chromatography. So that's the thing that's on my Instagram, right? And, yeah. But he is so nice. I love Mr. Rucastle. Where the fuck did Mr. Rucastle come from? Mr. Kelly. Oh, I love him so much, you know. Yeah. Basically. I've saw him loads today. I have. I honestly have. I've saw him. I'm gonna name every single time I saw him. When he walked into the science thing, like the little closet thing that they have, they shovel teachers in. So then when he walked into this classroom and called me a legend. And then on me lunch and after school, I saw him walking down the stairs and I saw him walk back up the stairs on lunch. And after school, when I walked out, he was just standing there. Well, not standing there, like a bit down, but like, you know. So yeah. Now, but yeah. Yeah. So, what? Well, I have an idea, right? I'm moving on to dance from Trues. He wants me to not have the Miss Cartoon dance as our last dance ever as partners. So, what I'm going to do is, because I put my timetable on my phone, right? I'm going to accidentally not change dance, right? And I'm going to walk into my dance and be like, me timetable says I have dance. When she missed me in the register, I'd be like, on my timetable still on my phone still says I have dance. Like, everything else has changed, but it still says I have dance. And then, you know what I mean? Like, I think she'll let me stay if my timetable still says dance, but in reality it'll say something else. But if they send us a list to like, oh, he's not in the right lesson or whatever, then I'll just be like, oh, well, on my timetable it says I'm meant to be here. On my timetable, this says it, so I'll just stay. Oh shit, what if teachers... Oh yeah, it's fine if teachers listen to this, because this will come off the day after I do this. Wait, what if teachers do actually listen to this? Because what the hell? I feel like... I don't, like, care, right, if a teacher listens to it. I don't care what the... Like, if it's a teacher I hate as well, like, I don't care hear what I'm saying about them, because I will probably start talking about them. What teachers do I get right now? what's my worst teachers right now, right? I'm actually okay with Mr. Rucastle now. Like, he's actually helped me a lot since I've been moving, right? I've always loved Mr. Rucastle. I've had it 3 times. Not even 3 times, twice. I've had it twice. I was meant to have it today. But I moved. The last thing I said to her was that I was moving. She went, oh, why are you moving? I was like, I'm just moving. So, yeah. And then, there's not really a teacher I hate right now. Who was it that was speaking to me today? Our teacher asked me if I was okay or something. Mr. Keeley. Oh, I know. I know. I was in the staff cupboard thing in the science and Mr. Did I say Mr. Keeley? No, did I? Not Mr. Keeley. Mr. Oh, what's his name? I'll just describe him. So he wears glasses. He's a science teacher. He wears glasses. He doesn't work on the actual science home base. He works in the room next to it. I don't remember his name. Wait, do I have an old time save? I don't have an old time save watcher, do I? I don't think I have any Starcy in that one, no. What was his name? Oh, it's going to really annoy me now. But anyway, he came to me with Jordan Eurys. And I went, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm fine. No, but I'm starting to go deaf, you know, because Miss Morgan, I'm actually okay with Miss Morgan as well. Now, she asked me yesterday if we're at lesson, as in, I mean, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I'm dying. I'm alive. Right, so, oh my god, I actually really want to know why yesterday I got a late result. Because I came in basically the same time as today. I came in at like 8:50 yesterday, and I was actually on my way to form at 8:50 today, because I went to get shoes off Miss Morgan, and now I've got blisters on my feet. The shoes have all given me blisters, and I'm going to sue Miss Morgan. What are you joking? I went, oh, these are actually okay, and she went, oh, it was over there, more the big pointy ones, but I was like, I'll be okay with both, to be honest, because the big pointy ones have a little heel on the bottom. You know what, though? Ages ago, and ages and ages and ages ago, I actually had, like, a pointy shoe with a bit of a heel raise, and I liked them. Like, I liked them because they make noise. You know what I mean? When you're walking, you can just stare at them. Like, I just would love that. And because teachers wear, like, the ones with, like, the big pointy heel and, like, the little heel, I sound like a teacher coming down, except for I haven't got a lanyard, though. That's funny. Imagine if I just started wearing the lanyards. Didn't I used to? It was in my primary. I used to wear a lanyard around my neck with me. I was killing it. But, like, under me jumper, though. Because all our coats went together in the cloakroom, right? So, I didn't want anyone to go through my pockets and take me house key out. Because, I mean, I live in the UK. People are bound to do that. People take your phone out your pockets now in this school. I swear to God. It's horrible, you know. I've had my phone took off me by mates a few times. And every single time, I felt like crying. Like, I've almost sobbed. I remember Mr. Keeley's before Christmas. Because that's the start of the year now. We had different lessons, right? But I had Mr. Keeley then as well. I've had Mr. Keeley loads now. But one thing that's, like, been horrible for me is the fact that, like, when my phone gets stuck on my pocket, I walk in and I'm like, oh, Sarah, I'm going to cry. And that's why I said, go, Sarah, I'm actually physically going to cry. And he goes, why? I'm like, my phone's gone on my pocket. And I start, like, pressing all the buttons on me watching that like, make me phones make noise. And, like, no one in the room has it. And I'm like, oh, my God, where's my phone? Like, honestly, if you're in a school like that, though, and you don't get your phone back, like, you just, like, walk out and just go find it, you know what I mean? Like, if I never found my phone, I would have walked out and walked into every single lesson. And when, like, with my year in, with people I know, like, people that I've been by, and be like, has anyone in here got my phone? I'd walk into everyone and be like, has anyone got my phone in here? I'd start ringing it in every every lesson I walk past. No, because I am, like, really scared that one day I'm just going to come home and my phone's stuck in my pocket or something. And the thing is, so now, because we don't wear blazers or anything, it's in my pants pocket, so I feel like I'd feel it getting to a house. But if it was, like, at the end of the day, I wouldn't feel it. Because I just think someone's, like, rubbing against me, right? Because it's a weird way to get out, right? And I wouldn't notice until I got to the backy or something. Because I don't take my phone out of my pocket until I get to because I forget about my phone. I'm like, why haven't I got my phone out yet? And then I get it, like, I'd reach for it and be like, why the fuck is my phone, like, in my pocket? I would sob on the spot. I would sob all the way home. And then when I get in my car and Snapchat on my laptop and be like, who's got my phone? I'll text everyone and go, who the fuck's got my phone? Or I'd ring someone, I'd ring Liv probably sobbing and be like, have you got my phone? I'd start crying if she said no. I'd be like, who the fuck's got my phone? I'd ring three. I'd ring three off my mum's phone and be like, my phone's gone. I'd be sobbing, my phone's gone. You need to go sit off and send me a new one. That's honestly what I'd say. I'd be like, you need to go sit off and send me a new one. My phone's gone. And I'd obviously log into my iPhone. Like, even if my phone's off, right, here's the thing that people don't know. If my phone's turned off, right, people, like, don't know. Like, people, some people don't have it turned on, do they? So they don't know if anyone else has got it on. But when my phone's off, like, turned off completely, dead, right, you can still go on iCloud and search for it, and it'll still be online. Like, it'll still say the live location of it, because it's, even if it's dead, because the tracker's always on, like, especially on iPhones 11s as well. I don't know what the latest phone is that does that, but, like, I don't know what the oldest phone is that does that, but it says, like, when it says iPhone's still findable, right? And obviously no one can get on my phone, no one knows my password, and no one has the same face as me, so no one can go on and be like, oh, let's turn that off. And I think you also have to have Face ID to do that, like, turn it off, and you have to, like, you have to have Face ID for everything on this phone. That's why I got all of it so much, like, passwords and everything is just Face ID. Like, you try and go on it, it's like, Face ID time. And you go and put the password again and again. I think you have to, like, actually put your face on it. I said, that's what I think, anyway. Like, it's weird, though, because I'm dead scared that someone's going to rob my phone now. I don't know, no one cares, but I feel like someone is going to rob my phone one day. And I'm going to come in without it. And I feel like I'll just stop. I'll get my mum to ring up, to be honest. Like, ring up to school and ask if I've left, if anyone's found the phone. Or if anyone's giving a phone for that's mine. No, because you know if it was me, because my home screen is a picture of me and Liv. And you can't even see Liv on it, you can only see me. I need to change that. No, oh my god, my lock screen isn't that. Oh my god, imagine if someone found my phone and was looking for that. It's not. It's just a black background with, like, a little design on it. Oh my god. But it says what lessons I'm meant to be in on my lock screen as well. And most likely it'll be pinging, because I'll be trying to find it. Oh, no, that's actually going to be like the worst anxiety. Can I never go to school again? I swear to God, I don't want to go back now. Well, I'm not even in tomorrow, because it's Thursday today, by the way. But I'm not going in tomorrow because I'm going for medical. And I've already talked about that, why I'm going for medical in this podcast, or the last podcast. I forget which podcast it was in. But it was in one of them. And yeah. Imagine if someone robbed my phone. No, I'd actually start putting everywhere, like, who the fuck's robbed my phone? Like, whoever's that low to want to rob someone's phone out the pocket. Like, I get it if you're mate, right, and you're just robbing the phone to make them scared for, like, 2 seconds, but you're in the same lesson as them or something. Like, I get that, but, like, say if it was just a random person just robbing someone's phone and then taking it home with them. Like, robbing it, not, like, finding it and taking it home with them, like, robbing it out of the pocket and taking it home with them. I just would never. Wouldn't, couldn't, shouldn't. That's, like, so weird. I'm like, no, I'm dead scared. What's all this with Boris Johnson? Boris Johnson deliberately misled Parliament's COVID inquiry. Did he make COVID? Did he make the COVID variants? Oh my god. Boris Johnson. That's disgusting. Did you make COVID? I mean, actually, that's not really disgusting because I got, like, out of school. But, you know. I wouldn't mind if you just want to make another COVID. Like, I honestly wouldn't. Because if I got, I feel like I'm a bit. It would affect me more now, wouldn't it? If we had another COVID thing now, it would affect me more than the last one. because I'm in year 9 all night and I'm also going to year 10. And when I go into year 10, I'm going to need to know everything all night because big brain. We're finding fucking hippopotamuses in maths now. It's so boring. Like, she got the Miss Flatley, the new mean. Oh my god, Miss Cartoon left. That's why I like homie teachers again. But anyway, Miss Cartoon left, right? And we got a new teacher called Miss Flatley, and she loves me, right? Basically, we're finding the hippopotamuses in triangles. So it's like, you get the right, it's the line facing the right angle. It's called the hippopotamus. Even though Miss Flatley seems to think it's called the hippopotamus or something, hypopothesis or something. But it's definitely called the hippopotamus because I'm not going to call it these mad words. Right. So, I don't understand it. I mean, maybe it's something else, haven't we? It's weird. Right, so like now we're like, after find X, and it's really weird to do, right? But I'm starting to think it's easy. You get the two sides and times them together. No, you don't. You get the two, you get side one and square it, right? And then you write out like, so you put like B2, well, that's what I put for both of them today. B2 equals, so say the side was 15 squared and then the other side was 6 squared, right? So you put B2 equals 15 squared plus, no, is it plus? Take away, isn't it? Take away. 6 squared, then you put underneath you put B2, then you find out what 15 squared is, which is like 169 or something, I think. I don't know. Shall I Google it? What? Wait, hold on, I'm asking Siri. What is 15 squared?
The answer is 225.
225, right? Take away. What is 6 squared?
That would be 36.
So 36, right? And then you work it out. So it's like, say for another one, like 14 squared. 14 squared.
That would be 196.
Yay. So say you had another one, it'd be like B2 equals 14 squared. Take away, let's say 2 squared, right? So then you put right underneath it, B2 equals 169. Take away. What's 2 squared? 2 squared.
It's 4.
So 4. Wait, is that like sorting times itself? It's like 2 times 2 is 4, isn't it? So is that like, is that what it works? I thought it was just random numbers, to be honest. So like, so like, then you get 169, take away 4, and then that's your answer. With centimetres, you put, so it'll be like whatever that is, centimetres. Wait, hold on. What's 169, take away 4? I'm not doing this on fingers.
The answer is 165.
I could have guessed that. So, 165 centimetres will be. So, your answer will be 165 centimetres. And I worked it out really easily because Miss... What's her face? Flatley told me. So, yeah. Oh, and Miss Henry... Not Miss Henry. Fuck off. Miss Morton. Who is Miss Henry? And why have I just told her to fuck off? Sorry, teachers, if you're listening. I don't even know who Miss Henry is. Oh, do you know Miss Henry? Miss Henry is another English teacher. Right, so Miss Martin told us today that she's got the thing that you can reserve a class for next year. And she's reserved us. She's reserved us, like, our English. So I'm really happy. And everyone said Miss Hillard's been like, sacked or something. Sacked. But she hasn't. She's been on holiday, I think. Yippee. She hasn't got sacked. I love Miss Hillard, she gave me a hug last year. She gave me a hug last year and I went well. So I think I got sick. No, that's a lie. I literally thought to myself, when I went back, like, I just thought this to myself, when I went back to school, she was off. But she went off because she was sick, she was getting a hip replacement. Hip, hip, hooray. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Good night. Okay, so, in my last podcast, about Colleen, I put on, if what Adam was saying is true, right, wouldn't he have went to the police, right? And the same day the podcast came out, there was a video from Adam McIntyre saying that he's gone to Belize. So I was like, the end of the thing, I was going, I literally tweeted this, right? And I went, isn't it mad that my podcast episode came out? And then he was like, oh, I'm going to police now. And all that. Or he'd been in the police or something. Right? And someone replied to it going, responded to me. I'm gonna go on Twitter right now on my laptop. And I'm going to read out what he said. I've hidden the tweet, the reply. Obviously. Like, not because I can't bother responding to it, but because I can. Like, you know what I mean? Let me see, where's that? So, I wanna. So, this tweet has 1,000. Wait, don't promote. Anyway, so it says, is it not weird that I put out a podcast labeled The Drama with Colleen Ballinger, where I literally say, if it was true, why hasn't Adam gone to the police? Then in school, I got a notification saying that he went to the police. Coincidence? I think not. This tweet got 1,234 views. And the replies are, where's the hidden ones near there? So I hidden this one, but you can still get to it. So it says, replying to Jordan MPH123, you need to get over yourself. It had nothing to do with your podcast. He had to go because of the death threats, and he had to explain the reasons behind them. But good on their fans, because the police are now aware of her creepiness. Because apparently fans, which I have saw none of this, fans are trying to find out where Colleen is. Not Colleen. No, Colleen's fans are trying to find out where Adam lives, and it is apparently, it's what Adam says, his island address. And then 14 minutes ago, I've just been having a conversation with him, other people as well here. So this one, oh, I didn't read the last part. Listen to what this part says. He went to the police because he was being threatened and doxxed by Colleen fans, not because he saw your podcast that absolutely no one has heard of until this tweet. That's a lie, because people literally know about my podcast everywhere, and people from all over the place listen to my podcast. And at the end it goes, do your research and stop defending a predator. Colleen isn't a predator. I just saw a TikTok from Trisha as well, and it's like, Trisha's Colleen's friend, right? And it goes, 9 months in to pregnancy and then 9 months out, like, with Malibu. And someone put in the comments, don't let Colleen see her. And I was like, fuck off. Then the next one's by Colleen Ballinger Anti-Snark, which everyone keeps thinking is either Colleen or Corey, and I don't think it is. So, they said, he didn't go to the police about Colleen, he only reported the death threats and swatting threats, which Colleen is not sending. And I put, wait since you're, because I thought I followed them. I mean, wait since you're here, are you on Colleen's side, and are you Colleen or Corey? And he put, I believe that Colleen has made mistakes. I do not think those mistakes are equivalent to allegations being made. I also think the whole situation is a mess, and not a single person is in the right here. It is being handled horribly by everyone. And I put, I totally agree with you. Like, one day something comes up about Colleen, and then the other day, and another about Adam. But what I think is weird is every video on his channel is trying to cancel another person, but Colleen and Trisha have been on there many times. And they said, yeah, I don't like that either. And I put, it's so weird, but also, are you Colleen or Corey? I've seen this a lot. And they put, I'm not. I think that was a joke. People think I'm either of them anymore. And I put, okay. But Colleen isn't a predator. Why is it going around she's a predator? Oh, I know. Never mind. I know why it's going around. I was going to ask you all, but I know why. Basically, because she was on a group chat called Colleen's Weenies. Colleen's Weenies or something, right? And here's my question, right? Who named the group? Who named the group? And have you Googled what a weenie is? Do you know what a weenie is? Because literally, they're calling Colleen the predator, but you name the group Colleen's Weenies, and a weenie is a penis. So you're calling yourself Colleen the Penises? Right. And as well, because she, there was a video as well of her putting a tampon in her mouth, right? Which, by the way, just because she put a tampon in her mouth isn't a bad thing, by the way. Like, it's not a bad thing, because if you think about it, there's people in that group that don't know how to wear one of them or something, so she's kind of showing them except for it's in the mouth. And, oh yeah, people were saying, Josh got out of it, he luckily got out of it, and all that, and there's a thing with someone called Johnny, who Colleen and everyone follows, but he hates Colleen, apparently. Now, so there's a DM from Josh to Johnny, so it says, Johnny, I truly understand your anger, this is getting vindictive, I lost everything, and it's dot dot dot. I wonder what the rest of it says. And it says it here as well. He started it with it. I didn't even have to open the DM to fully see him call me that. Another paragraph about how he's the victim now. Whoa. I'm on Josh's side on this now. But like, he didn't get out of it luckily. I watched a documentary that someone made on Colleen. And it was saying apparently when Josh and Colleen were together, she was seen with Eric. Stock, wait, I'm gonna Google it now. Eric Stocklin with Colleen during her relationship. Them with Josh. So, nothing comes out. Oh my god, I love that. I love that picture. It's like a really old picture of Eric. I love that. He has all the old pictures on here. What was the last thing he was in? That's what I want to know. Oh, people were saying something about Eric as well. I do feel bad for him also. And I was like, why? Why? So, I think the most recent thing he was in was Miranda Sings Live. You're welcome, you know, because that's like the most recent thing that comes up. Wait, when did he come on that? I watched the whole thing, didn't I? That's so weird. Anyway, I'm going to be right back. And yeah.
Right.
Okay, it's literally 12:30 at night, and I've just been downstairs ready to get a drink. Right, you know I have a drink next to me. I had to go get Lucy because I've been here for Lucy. Right, I just went downstairs. Right, with my phone, without my phone. Right, so literally my phone's upstairs. And I have my watch on. I'm using my watch, torch, because like they have an app where they make the phone into a torch, a watch into a torch, even. Anyway, so I'm using that, and I get downstairs, and I'm by the kitchen, I open the kitchen door, and I hear, from upstairs, I hear, bing, what's the ring sound, what does it make, it goes like, diddly, it makes a weird noise when motion goes by it, right, and, oh my god, I shit myself, I'm like, who the fuck's at the door, like at this time, the door was, I could see it was locked, and I went around the back to make sure the back was locked, right. Because I was, like, making sure everything was locked because I didn't want to die tonight, right? And normally on my Apple Watch, it shows a little thing to be like, this is who's at your door. It didn't. So I was like, oh, I need to hurry up, get my drink, and go back upstairs. So I walk into the dining room where the drink fridge is, right? And the window is open, and I'm like, oh, I need to shut that. But quickly, because if it was a person, then they'll try and get through that window, and if I'm there, they'll touch me. And basically, to, like, try and get me to get off and run away. Right, so I do it that quickly, and then I get my drink, I turn off all lights and run back up the stairs, right, I come in my room and got my phone, and it was Milo on the bin. It was Milo just casually walking across the bins, as if nothing happened, and before I went down, there was a little flag thing on my wall, like it was to light, and it's gone and went downstairs, and then got, well, it's gone, not downstairs, it's been out back of my window and down to the bottom floor. Oh my god, so my neighbours, right, who are Polish, right, and I'm not saying this because they're Polish, right, because literally I kind of do care what they're doing, but it has nothing to do with the fact they're Polish, right. They were touching me, guys, and I don't know about yous, but I hate it when someone, like, touches me, cat, right? Because obviously, like, I don't mind when people touch dogs, everyone touches a dog, but, like, the cat that's by my house, like, my cat that's by my house, that doesn't get in a bath or anything, because you're not meant to bath cats or whatever, they like to clean themselves, right? Next door was stroking it, which is normally fine. I don't care if, like, someone, like, when the chipping people come and the cat stops and the cat comes to the door, they start stroking it. Like, today the chipping mama stroking my cat, and I was like, okay, that's fine. But, like, stroking's fine, right? But she started kissing the cat. Like, it's on the ring, she starts kissing the cat. And I'm there, like, I don't even do that. Like, you don't, like, they don't know what my cat's carrying, do they? Like, obviously I know it's not carrying anything, but, like, they don't know if my cat's carrying something, like a disease or something, and they're kissing it on the head. Like, it's a bit weird. Like, the people kissing me cat, and I'm like, oh my god. Like, I'm, like, so close to going downstairs, opening the door and bringing me cat in. Like, that's how close I am. She was speaking to it as well. Well, I don't think she was speaking to the cat, but I think she was speaking to her husband, right? Oh my god, the fly things are going to fly around my room again. But I'm, like, pissed off, though, because you don't just kiss someone's cat. Like, at all. Like, they have cats, and I haven't kissed them on the head. I've rescued one. But I don't mean rescued in, like, I've rescued it and kept it. I mean, like, I've rescued it from my house because it came in and went up to my sister's room and was just lying on the bed, right? And my sister came in and walked in the room and was like, why is this cat on my bed, right? And the cat got really, really scared, right? So it knew me because I always go out and feed it. Like, I always went out with a handful of biscuits and fed this cat, right? Because obviously there's loads more. And everything, I knew allowed food, and I was like, okay, I'll feed it as well. I'll help, and I'll feed it, right? So this cat knew me, and it was like, it was okay with me, and it loved me carrying it down. Like, I was literally holding it like a baby and stroking it and being like, saying, like, to it, like, you're okay and everything. And I took it down and put it back over the fence. And next door thought I was robbing the cat, believe it or not. And then every single time the cat went on the fence, they sent the kid out to take the cat back over the fence. No, but we're dead scared that next door's just going to rob our cat, you know. Because if they think I was robbing their cat, they're going to rob ours, aren't they? And then, I suppose, because it's on the ring, though. Like, if I see on my ring that my cat goes into their garden, like, into their house, I'm going to go knock and be like, my cat's near. Like, I honestly, and if they say that it's not, and I've just watched it, I'll go, well, it's on my ring. And I'll walk into their house and I'll go, Milo, come here. And then Milo will come to me and I'll be like, why have you got my cat? Like, why the fuck have you got my cat? No, I swear to God, if they ever rob my cat, I'd honestly sob. Because I have had someone who was going to sell me a cat, right? Who I was like, oh, do you like ask me to send them pictures of my cat, right? And I sent them pictures of my cat and he tried to sell my cat. So basically, I wanted another, when we had Simba, right, we had just got Simba, and we had him for like a few months, right, and I was like, oh, let's get another cat and have two, so Simba was someone to play with, so I was looking into getting another cat, and I saw a ginger one, and I was like, oh, we can get a ginger cat and have Simba, and I don't know what would they call the ginger cat, like it wouldn't be Milo. We have Milo now when she's a ginger cat. By the way, the reason Milo's called Milo is because when we first got her, we thought she was a boy. We got told she was a boy. And then the vet said she was a girl. And we didn't change the name because we loved Milo too much. And it went with us so much. And she already kind of knew the name. So, basically, this person on Facebook said to me, like, what cast have you got, like, send me pictures. And I was like, I went, his name's Simba, he is a boy, and all that. And she was, like, saying to me, like, oh, yeah, he'll get on with these cats. Right. And I don't know, he worked it up with pictures or anything. And I don't know why I was that stupidness. And I literally went off Facebook for a bit. And then it went back on. And it said, cat for sale. And it was pictures of Simba. Like, you could tell it was pictures of Simba. Because I literally went on, I was like, this is my picture. Like, the floor was the same. Everything was the same. The cat was the same. And she went, cat for sale, message for details. And I was, like, in tears. I literally, like, sobbed. I was like, she's trying to sell my cat. The gentleman went, this person's trying to sell my cat on the internet. And I forget what actually happened. I think that poster's still up, you know. I think I follow her still as well. I'll find out. I know for a fact the profile picture was a middle finger. Right. Don't know why, but it was, right, and, but I can't believe that, she tried to sell me cars, but anyway, but yeah, that's just why, if they robbed my cars, right, I would actually fume. I would go around and, like, hey, give me my fucking car back. If someone tried to deny taking my cars and it was on the ring, I wouldn't even say, I'd say it's on the ring and I'd walk into the house. And they're like, excuse me, what are you doing in my house? I'm like, getting my cars. And I'd start jumping Milo, go, Milo, come here. And then Milo would come down the stairs or something. And I'd be like, Milo, come on, let's go. And my cat would actually come with me because I think it'd be like pissing itself in. Even if it went to the next door, I feel like it'd be pissing itself. Even though I reckon it would still smell itself. Like, I reckon it'd be okay if it went next door. Like, say if we went on holiday. Also, on, I mean, did someone still have the cats and, like, next door the nice ones offered? I think it'd be okay because it would smell itself through the walls, you know what I mean? Like, I think if next door the nice ones lived next to my room, then it wouldn't mind because it would smell itself in my room. You know what I mean? And it would smell me. But I reckon if I give it to someone to mind, I'd be like, I'd give them something that I smell like. And I'd be like, give the cat that. Because it smells like me. Because the cat loves me. And, like, comes and sits with me and licks me and everything. And, like, comes and sleeps with me and everything. But, yeah. If next door robbed my cat, I'd honestly fume. I'd go in and fume. And, like, if the nice ones took it, I'd be like, I'd go knock and be like, if it's my cat walked in. Or something. Because for them, I wouldn't go around, like, kicking off. Because they're nice, like. If the cat walked in, I reckon he'll try and get to my house, or they'll come and knock for me or something. Be like, can you come get your cat for me? But the Polish, it looked like she was going to take the cat in. And if I go in the ring now, I bet you the cat could walk in with them and she's only just come out now. Should I check that? Should I check to make sure that she hasn't just only come out to our house now or something? Because if she has, I'll go around in the morning, like, hey, can you stop taking my cat in, please? I'm going to go check that now, actually. I'll be back. Alright, it's Monday the 19th. I keep forgetting to podcast, which is bad, but I want to talk about something right. So, before I start with this segment, I have to put a disclaimer out. Do not do what I've done. Alright, do not do what I'm about to tell you. Alright. So, last night, well, yesterday, no one else bought, like, a few drinks. She was like, oh, I'm gonna have a few drinks tonight, or with a boyfriend, was. And she bought wine. She bought wine. And, obviously, me, I have tried wine before. I've had Bucks Fizz and that's got wine in. And I thought to myself last night, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, I thought to myself, oh my god, I'll just make a Bucks Fizz and it's just orange juice and wine. But then I thought, I want to make it fizzy though. So you know what I did? This is really bad. Well, not really bad, but like, you know, it's like quite bad. I mixed Lucozade. with wine. And after I drank half of it, I googled it and it said, don't do it or something, because it could kill you or something if it went really, like heart palpitations or something, or like just stop your heart. I'm fine with it, but I don't recommend doing it. And here's the tea, or here's the wine, I'm gonna spill the wine. I made a bottle of wine and because I thought I was going to school, right? Listen, I used a bottle that I used to school, and I forget which one I took. By the time I took this, I was like seeing things. Like, for example, my car started smoking on GTA, and I saw smoke around my whole room. I thought my whole room was on fire. But I forget which bottle I put a mixture of Lucozade and wine in. Oh god. And it's, I don't remember which one it is. I don't want to try it because I'm already about to throw up. Like, I keep tasting the wine and like wanting to throw up. And it's just so weird, but I feel so sick. And like, I'm not hungover or anything. I'm fine. I woke up with a headache, but that's just because I didn't sleep like loads. I went to sleep about 3. So I'm fine, but I just keep thinking I'm gonna throw. And that's one thing that you're meant to do, is when you have a drink, is throw up. Like, just throw up. It stops you from having that. It makes it so you don't have as bad as the hangover or something like that. And by the way, whilst drinking wine, I googled everything, of like, all the safety for wine. But I didn't follow anything. It was stupid. But it was so nice. With Lucozade, like, I just kept, every time I tasted more, like, a strong taste of wine, right, because it was really strong, I just poured in more Lucozade, and it tasted amazing, and this bottle probably tastes amazing wherever it is. I don't remember where it is, but yeah, I have school tomorrow, unless I convince mom to let me stay off. I'll find this bottle because I don't have a bottle for it now, and I'm too sick to taste anything, so I only have to taste it and pour it out, to be honest. So weird. It tastes good, but now I feel like I'm gonna throw up everywhere. Like, I had a sweet, I've had two sweets. Oh no, I went to pub when I was eating my dinner. I had lasagna, and I was like shoving it down my throat, and I was starving, right? And I went shoving it down the throat where you start getting sick, right? I've like taken a quite big bite, but like taking me time to eat it. And I couldn't. I really couldn't. Like, I was chewing it, and I was like, I could taste sick. And I was like, I'm gonna be sick. I just kept, my mind was set. I was like, I'm gonna be sick. So I tried to eat. I was eating faster. It went off, and I was feeling so sick. I swallowed it, and just the whole way down the beans, and tasted like wine. It was horrible, but so nice at the same time. Like, it was bitten, but it tasted like wine, like, you know what I mean? It was nice, but like, I didn't like the bitten. It was so weird, that feeling now. And you know what I mean? It's weird. But yeah. I just went to the shop to get sweets for school tomorrow, and a bottle of cherry Lucozade, which is all know I love. And I've got some sweets, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to eat them. I've got sweets for school and sweets for now. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to eat them. I was actually eating the salmon melons before. Oh, my other pack I ate from like ages ago. Last Thursday. I've just been eating them because I wanted to see if I could eat the sweets, because, yeah, I may have to go somewhere and get Jolly Ranchers, because Jolly Ranchers help with nausea. So yeah. Also, by the way, if you're gonna drink as well, like, make sure like your parents are okay with it, because I didn't have my stomach, okay? That's why I put it with Lucozade in case you walked in at 1:00 a.m. because I was being loud. Because if you go on me and say, oh, you watch, I was screaming because my whole Michael Jackson. Michael of GTA got sucked into the sky by aliens, and I was going, oh my god, Michael's been robbed. But when my mum did find out that it was that, she didn't know what it would look like, but she found that I was drinking it and she laughed, and I was like, oh my god. Everyone just laughed it off, and I was like, oh my god, yay. At least I don't have to make up this big thing. The big thing was going to be that they were drinking, so I wanted to have some. And it's fine, you can't hide that away from me. Anyway, I'm going to go, and I'll see yous. It's when I see yous. I was going to say tomorrow, but I don't know if I'll see yous tomorrow. Depends how sick I am and how much I've threw up after. I'll probably end up going to school with this bottle of wine / Lucozade. I'll have a taste of it, I'll just be sick, I swear to god, or something like that, or I'll just keep drinking it and not let anyone know what was in it. Teachers can't find it, definitely, because they'll ring me all over, like, why are you taking it to school, like, I forgot it was in there, or something. I'd be like, oh, I didn't know what bottle it was in, because I know I'd made a bottle of it. I might have made a bottle of it, but I forget which bottle it is. It was in, I don't think it's one I take to school, it might have just been a water bottle, you know, it might have, because I don't remember taking the bottles out with me. We better not even make it. Who knows, if he didn't just make another glass. I might as well actually make another glass and drink that. But yeah, I'm slowly packing my bag ready for school. I'm not going to try any drinks tonight, but I'll let you know if I end up taking it tomorrow, because I'll probably talk about it tomorrow. Okay, it's Thursday, and then I'm putting this up. I'm on my way to school. I've been podcasting in days, so I want to finish the podcast by saying, right, so there's a lot of boys, right, in my school, well, in my year, specifically, right, and I find it weird that most of them are just comfortable being around people with their hands in the pants. Like, there's been a few people that I've went out with, like I was on like a day out or something, I don't know. What would you call it, a day out with anyone inside somewhere? Well, yeah, we were on a day out with them, with my mates as well, right? And they just felt so comfortable to stick their hands on the pants and to just playing with the woody. So I find that weird, because why do they do that? Like, why do they just start, like, randomly playing with the willy? I swear people have done this in class as well, just add their hands down the pants playing with it. And it's like, it's kind of weird, like, I don't know why they do it. I never reflect that I'm never gonna do it. Never have, never will. I don't understand it, and I never will. Because, like, why do people do it? I'm really confused on that, because it's like, it's a tattoo, it's not going anywhere, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just gonna all of a sudden give up and just start falling off, is it? So, I don't know how to, like, play with it. It's weird. Like, obviously, I didn't understand it. Like, what are you doing? But, like, why are you doing it? You know what I mean? Like, and there was this one kid, right? I'm not gonna name names. But his hands down his pants. Bleeding. Right, this was outside of school, they were just walking through the streets. Right, and I was there. I obviously knew the kid, he's in my school, but I'm not gonna name names. So he has his hands down his pants with it. Talking, I wasn't put on one of the best mate's face and like by a nose, and it was weird. I was like, he's just had that hand down his pants, what the hell? And he's just put on a face. I was like, what the hell is going on? Oh my god, it's a nice truck. Is that even a truck? It is. It's got but I just find it so weird that people do that. Like, I honestly do, you know. But I'll never understand. Do I have to Google that? I'm not going to Google it. But I'm never going to understand that. So, if anyone wants to answer the question, I don't think you can comments on it. If you're going to Apple Podcasts, this is something I know. It's like if you go into Apple Podcasts and you go to my podcast phrase, like this podcast that you listen to, you can leave a review. So in the reviews, can you answer it for me? If anyone knows why people do that. Anyway, right. So anyway, I don't know how long this episode is. I obviously haven't podcasted for a few days, so I don't know where, what in this except for how I'm obsessed with Jerry Coke tonight. Not Jerry Coke. Jerry Lucas. I am a slam. I've got Jerry Lucas in me back. Anyway, I'll see ya. I'll see you all next week. Thursday, 2:45. Because I'm a scheduled podcast tomorrow. 2:45. Right. I'll see you all then. Alright, I love you so much. I'll see ya. I already said I'll see ya. Alright, bye. Fuck off now, close the door behind you.